author Hallie Sutton here to discuss her new debut crime novel, The Lady Upstairs. Let's talk about it and more. It's described as the alluring yet hard-drinking Joe making a living taking down what terrible men. Here we go. Good morning to you, Hallie.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you so much for having me.
You're a writer, editor, living in the good L.A., and what a pitch wars mentor, and cool that you have a master's in your profession. So there you go.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Hallie, let's talk about congratulating you on your debut novel, which is entitled The Lady Upstairs. What is it about?
The Lady Upstairs is a modern feminist noir about women in Los Angeles who run a blackmail agency targeting bad, powerful, rich men. And when the book starts, our narrator, Joe, is in the midst of a sting targeting a lecherous Hollywood producer, and it's not going well, which is a bit of a problem for her because she also owes her boss a great deal of money, and this will be the sting that evens her debt.
Cool. I understand you. Your inspiration was drawn from other classic contemporary films and novels, noir films and novels?
Yes, I am a huge film and noir novel fan. I love Raymond Chandler, James Caine, Megan Abbott. I watched Body Heat religiously while I was writing this this book.
How do you see the book tying into the, the hashtag Me Too movement, which is still on?
Yeah, when I was writing this book, the Harvey Weinstein scandal broke, which was a phenomenon that we all kind of knew about in some way. We all had heard rumors about the casting couch kings, even if we didn't have names to put a face. And it just felt kind of this fortuitous blend because that's exactly what these women are doing, are targeting bad men as this way to kind of reclaim a little bit of power in their own corner in Los Angeles.
Wonderful. And why is this... I guess it's noir, best pronunciation, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why is it still relevant today?
Well, classic noir is always about inequities in the system. It's always about how the little guy doesn't quite get a fair shake, that there's some sort of top-down power imbalance. And I think that that's something that still really resonates today for a lot of people in a lot of different realms.
And again, more of the research. You had to actually go into the art of the con, and I understand there's a great story about conning your way into Disneyland.
Yes. So I live in Southern California, and when I was writing this book, my writing partner and I happened to be in the area of Disneyland, and so we saw an opportunity to practice our skills as con artists, as research for the book. So we ended up basically kind of buying tickets for $10 off some high school kids who are leaving the park and just bluffing our way past the security guards with bravado and a smile. And turns out that will get you pretty far. So that experience didn't directly make its way into the book, but definitely influenced some of the characters and the way that they deal with the world.
Wonderful. The book is entitled The Lady Upstairs. Hallie Sutton on the line. What's it like to write your first novel?
It was wonderful. You know, it was so much fun. It's really hard to make yourself write a full novel, but it was a wonderful experience. It's my childhood dream coming true.
What's hard about it?
Just the amount of time required to sit in the chair and actually write and turn out bad pages and make them a little bit better every day that you sit and write.
Well, probably, most probably the first of many. Continue success to you, The Lady Upstairs. Hallie Sutton, how do we find out more information?
You can follow me on Twitter at Hallie Sutton, or you can follow me on Instagram at Hallie Sutton 25, and the book is available anywhere books are sold.